Well, Scott, let's start with the fact that it's almost time to get out there and trick or treat. So there are a lot of excited kids out there. One Toronto Street is really in the Halloween spirit. Once again, homeowners on Headington Avenue in the Eglinton and Avenue Road area have created a 2-block long Halloween street display, and they're expecting to attract more than 1,000 trick-or-treaters and their families. Organizer Barbara Gordon says Headington Halloween is an annual fundraiser for sick kids.
We decorate about 27 homes with original artwork that I've done over the last 20 or so years. This year, I've put up a new painting on my lawn from Nightmare Before Christmas. I did that because the Home Depot Canada was good enough to donate 5 massive animatronic characters.
Gordon says they'll be auctioning off those characters at HeddingtonHalloween.com. Now, trick-or-treaters in the GTA will definitely have to bundle up. Our chief meteorologist, Natasha Ramzahai, says it's going to be a cold night.
Now, the good news is it's going to stay dry for trick-or-treat time in Toronto. Bad news is it is well below seasonal. Temperatures will be right around 3 to 4 degrees, but then you throw in just a little breeze and you've got that wind chill close to the freezing mark.
Yeah, a gloves and coat kind of night. Phil Martino, City News.